like this hand to carry it is light and nice. There's a thing. For it to carry it around on Earth. But if it's going to be, we might be able to just slip it right down inside the Surveyor crater with a piece of cake. Okay, I see you over there. I'm on the way. Aw, oh, don't tell me, you dingling camera. I can see everything from fine grain basalt as I come running across the area here to some few fair coarse grain ones. I see some sort of light reddish gray color back that I would call I don't know really what I would call it. It looks almost like a granite, but of course it probably isn't, but it has the same sort of texture. The individual components are its constituents, so to speak, crystals, but it still has that same appearance.
Roger, Al, we copy that. And Pete, can we give you any help with that camera?
I got it going. Just fine.
Roger.
Taking the polarized pictures right now. And now when you get up to me, if you'll just stop up, son, at 15 feet and take that shot of what I'm shooting, F-11, 15, two pictures, one before, one after. Okay, let me take something out of this crater hole, Pete. Sort of unusual. It's got a lot of those little droplets on it, those blebs. The fragments in the crater look different from every. Take a couple of quick pictures. I'll be right with you. Okay, it's all working out just fine. Give a stereo pair of this. Good. We use these tongs here and I'll pick it up. That's right, exactly. This is a very small crater, Houston. Probably about 3 feet in diameter, and looks like it was made at not very fast-moving or energetic or heavy projectile. And right in the middle of the hole is some of these glass-covered rock fragments. And some of the other rocks that seem to be resting in the hole, I'm putting them all in a sample bag one here. I mean, some of the others don't have any coating on them at all. I'm picking them up with the tongs. I can't tell how strong they are, but they don't seem to hold together too well. They seem kind of weak. There you go. Now I'll head on over where Pete is.
Roger, we copy that. If you're going to document that, try to get some of the material around the glass as well as the glass itself.
Okay, I'll just get this as a bonus, and I want to get over and start working with Pete as a team here.
Roger.
Just didn't want to have to try to remember where that was. You're going to get a big surprise when you look into this head crater, Al. It's a heck of a lot deeper than it looked, eh? There's a nice white small crater with a white rim on it. Got a 5 foot diameter one. I've been concentrating, Houston, as I came walking over here to head crater to see if there were any possible changes in either texture, slope,
anything you can think of or anything that I could think of that would say to me that I was walking on a different surface than I was when I started. And I haven't seen a thing yet. It all looks the same. It all looks like it's covered with this black rock.
Don't pick that in the middle of my polarized picture area.
Yeah, I'll stop right here.
Okay. Put the tool carrier down and get your upsun pictures. You see where my footsteps are? That rock that's half buried and the two rocks that I've turned over in my footsteps?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 15 feet F11, two shots. You're not going to get the before, unfortunately.
Okay, about right. Then I have my shadow here over there.
No, that's the pile right there.
See where I turned over the two rocks alongside the great big rock of my foot tracks are?
Oh yeah, way down at the end.
No, right here.
I'll walk over to it.
That's a good idea.
Right straight in front of me.
This rock pile right here.
Oh, okay.
Want me to shoot it from right here?
Yeah, and you're 15 feet back up. You're in 5 feet.
I sure will.
15 feet?
Okay, it ought to be about F11.
Got those two. Got a couple pictures there. Houston, let me tell you what my camera reading is now, and then we can try to keep up with it from time to time. Next time I'll come over here by Pete and we'll look.
Yeah, Houston, I've shot 3, 6, 9, 12, 15 pictures.
Copy 15, Pete.
Okay, and on my mark, I'm going to send a slightly smaller rock into the crater. Are you ready?
Roger, we're walking.
Mark. I didn't quite kick it hard enough. Wait one, I'll do it again. In Houston, that sample bag that I put the fragments in that I mentioned earlier that I found in the bottom of that small crater.
Mark.
That's sample bag 1D.
Copy your mark, Al. Repeat, and 1D on that sample bag.
You know, it's a funny thing, Houston. At 160, even though bolts are steep and everything, these rocks just don't want to go anywhere.
Roger, Pete. We haven't been able to pick it up on the PSE here.
Okay, that was too small a rock. Take the filter off the front of my camera.
Okay, let me set this down. And you might want to take two of your tools in a second.
Okay.
Who's your camera?
Filter's off.
Okay.
That's it, for the filter.
Okay, if that thing goes.
Got a rock over here.
Okay,
well, what are we supposed to get here?
We probably ought to come over here to the other side, it looks the best, and do a little trench and compare some of the soil profiles.
Okay, they wanted it, what, I've got an area right over here that looks like a good area to work in.
Okay.
These little white spatter type spaders, they look like they're very fresh impact, like that little one right there.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Let me go over here. There's three in a row, and let's work this area a little bit, which is the corner of head crater they wanted us to work.
Okay.
And we can work right here and up to the top of it.
What corner is this?
We're in the northwest corner.
Okay.
Right? As I indicated on the map.
Okay.
Okay, now I don't want to get any dirt in this thing. That's pretty interesting.
Okay.
A little secondary impact crater, huh?
Okay, you want me to step down from here?
No, I'll get the cross run.
Okay.
Well, you've got to be careful with this tool carrier, Houston, but you want to put the Norman MP?
Oh, yeah. Let me have my tool.
Okay.
Wait one. Here's your grabber.
Roger, Al, we copy that comment. And on the northwest rim, we're looking for two partial pans.
Okay, that's all right. Good. We'll get them. Being a little. Okay, let me get my pictures, Pete. Okay, let me get over here and get the gnome. And then, for example, this rock right here. This rock is very typical of all the fragments around here. That's interesting. Look where you kicked. Got some lighter material there.
Boy, I sure did, didn't I?
Yeah, that's interesting. That's the first time we've seen that. Now, in fact, you know what it looks like here? It looks like it may be this darker material. Well, I don't know. I'll have to photograph that, too. Let me get,
okay.
Let me get this. Yeah, it used to be kind of interesting here. Pete walked across one edge of the rim here. And we're about, 50 feet inside the upper rim. And he happened to scrape an area there with his foot into a much lighter colored soil, like cement.
Yeah,
let me take a picture.
Roger, Al.
Hey, let me get my bag, Pete. Well, you got to be careful with that hand tool carrier. It'll fall over.
Bite.
Light and
sample bag number 13.
Okay. Al, let me photograph this thing and let's trench this whole area.
Okay.
I've got the gnomon in right here over my footsteps and the light soil versus the dark. And we can trench there.
Okay, I just put it into 3D.
3D, Al.
In just a second. 3D, Al. Okay. Let's see, 5 feet, F8, 1/250. Okay. And let me get a picture of what you're doing.
I'm getting a stereo pair of the thing.
Okay. Got a trench right there, huh? Yeah, let me get the shovel. Okay. Must be of a different makeup than that we were on outside the crater.
because we have...
Hey, this is different than around the spacecraft, because we've picked up all kinds of stuff around the spacecraft, and it's all the same color.
Top and bottom. This is quite out of tune.
But this oil looks like it...
I tell you what we should do here, Pete.
What?
Why don't you dig in? Yeah, dig as deep as you can, then give me a sample of right out of the bottom, because this will be something new. I'll put it in sample bag number,
ID.
Al, we copy 5D, and would you give your location relative to the center of head crater? Specifically, are you just on the west side of it where we have the triple crater?
We're on the northwest corner of it, right where you told us to go, Houston.
Roger, you should be very close to that triple crater.
Hold there, Pete.
Triple crater.
Well, there's one crater.
There's a couple of craters right over the rim here. We're sort of in the rim. Pete's down now about,
that's not good.
I know what. Down about 6 inches and, yep, just light gray down there. Now, in the bag, you'll find some darker gray material that fell in off the side.
There you go.
Hey, I want to throw this little rock in that I dug up from down deep.
Is that a rock?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Get another sample bag.
All right. That's a good one, because
I'll wait a minute. Let me get a picture of it first.
I dug it up out of a hole.
It's hard to keep the soil in the bag.
Stereo pier.
No. Okay. In 5D. There's of course a little of the topsoil mixed in because the sides collapsed. Angle of repose is about 85 degrees, but the minute you bust the side, it falls in. It's not cohesive at all, even though it seems to remain nearly vertical. I guess it's the low gravity. Hey, that's a nice rock. It's
Pieces
to be a rock from the bottom of the hole, and it's covered in gray. I can't see it. Anything in it other than just the gray dirt covering, soil covering. Let me get a final shot, Pete. Okay, that's good. Okay, as you move off, Pete, every once in a while I can see some white, but most of the time, you kicked over a rock that had a white bottom, and might have been different than the top. Right behind you, you might want to take a picture of that. It might have been different than those others. Houston, you're going to have to budget our time now. How long do you want us to spend it? At head crater.
Because it looks like we could just spend all the time here if we wanted.
What's bothering me? We could do that any place here on the moon.
Pete, we show that you're 58 minutes into the EVA, and we'd like to get you over to Bench Crater and leaving there something on the order of 1 plus 12. We can slip that a bit. So we suggest you finish up where you are, what you're doing there at head, and move on.
Now, where's the map?
I got the map right here, Pete.
Let you take a look at this. By the way, this is the smartest idea we came up with, Houston. This map just works great out here.
Okay, let me take a picture of this rock. This isn't going to show much.
Let me use your shovel right now. I'm trying to find the triple craters you're referring to.
Kick it around.
Pete, that triple crater is just south of your present position, and why don't you just go ahead and move on.
Okay, I got you. Okay, now there's a good picture. Pete, let me get that one.
And now let me see what's that.
What we've done is turn over one of the rocks by the rim. The bottom part of the rock is gray, about half of it. This rock happens to be about a 6-inch diameter rock. That gives you stereo of it. And the top is the same color as the
in the, you got it in your shadow. I'll take another one. Okay, maybe you want it. No, I can, even these with rocks out in the air, even the ones that are almost completely covered with the soil, if I look at them, I can see glints of crystals or something.
Yeah, every one of them. All right, let me have that.
Here's your crew.
All right, we're going to head for bench crater.
Okay, now we didn't get a pan here, did we?
No, and I'm going to get it when I get to the triple craters, which is right over here.
Sounds good.
I think they're right over here. I can't see them. I got to look over the hill.
All right.
Yeah, here they are.
Oh, oh, oh. Those things are quite a bit lighter gray up here on the top of the hill.
Yeah.
We're right approaching.
Oh, look at these craters, Al. Great. Now, Houston, do you want head crater? Some triple craters? Is that what you want, or do you want the triple craters?
Pete, we suggest you just move on to bench. And comment on that double core tube. If you find a spot that looks soft, go ahead and sink the double core tube.
But do it at bench.
Okay. Roger.
It's really a shame, Houston. We could work out here for 8 or 9 hours. The work is no strain at all.
I took 3 quick pictures of triple craters, Houston.
We're not going to get to that other one. Bench is it, but that looks like a real interesting area on the far corner of bench now. See all those big rocks? Some of them could be bedrock out of somewhere.
I'm kind of wondering, we're passing up these here, and they got to be bedrock from somewhere. We need to get a pretty large size one here before we leave this area, Pete.
I'll tell you what we better do is I'll stop right here and take a pan.
Okay,
of that grab, yeah.
But these rocks obviously came out of the crater because they're scattered more uniformly around it. There's a bunch up on the rim and there's not many far away. You probably ought to grab a big one of them.
74.
They're moving straight south now. There's an interesting rock. Let's see, that's all that. Let's get it. Let me read your camera and you can read mine if you would. Help them out a bit down there. A minute. Okay, your camera right now is on 36. How about mine?
On 36 also.
Okay,
move.
Can you copy that, Houston?
Roger, we got it, Al.
Every crater you come to and look in, you see the glass bead. Move out of your way, Pete. Okay, now, back to rock taking settings, 5 feet. F8-1250, okay. All right, Al, where do you want to grab a sample here?
Right here, I'd like to grab that rock right there because it's got kind of a sharp edge on it and all the rest of them are, it's got kind of an
oblique edge on it, and you don't see many like that around.
Which one?
This one right here, this gray one. Looks a little bit different than the rest.
This one?
Oh, right there, a little bit further out and right there. I'll just grab it and put it in the box if we can pick it up.
This one, the big one?
The big one.
Ho, 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 wait till I get the pictures.
Okay. We can do that, we can put it in the bag. I think that's a different looking rock.
This rock is different, Houston.
Just in the way it's shaped, and it's partly rounded, and got some pretty angles on it. Maybe under all that dirt is something a little bit different.
Roger, we copy that.
All right. Hey, I'm up. No sweat.
Okay.
Attaboy. You know you got the rock.
back, that's what counts.
Okay.
Head out of the bag.
The thing that was given it that unusual shape was the dirt that was adhering to it. That's okay, we'll take it back with a good rock. And this is probably typical of the rocks around this crater, Houston. So, I think it'll be a good sample for us. I'd say in the area we're moving around now as we head south, is what you say, Pete, there's about 5% rocks,
yep,
like that.
Yep, they go anywhere from 2.5, 3 feet
all the way down to small fry.
That's right.
There's even one by you there that's 3 feet. That's about the place. Look at the fillets around that rock.
That's deep.
That's a beauty.
Wait a minute. I've got to stop and get that.
Hold it. Okay, on. Let's do it. Maybe we can take it on 2 or 3 sides. Have to watch. Trouble is, when, there you go. That's a good rock. Hey, look at the pits in it, too. That's
yeah.
Obviously getting struck a lot by meteoroids. It's going to be a good rock, Houston. It's about 3 feet in diameter, about 2 feet thick,
back around.
Well rounded, got out of surface pits in it. I can see the glitter.
Listen, I got to back off to 15 feet.
Okay.
I got a two stereo pair.
Okay.
Roger, how we copy that? Are you able to find any chip from that rock in the near vicinity?
This is not unlike all the other rocks around here, Houston. Yeah, let's get that. That's a good idea. All the rocks we've been looking at, Houston, in this area seem to be the same. They seem to have the rock has got dirt filled up on all sides of it.
All directions.
Sure does. It looks about equal, true, doesn't it?
It looks about equal, that's right.
It's very interesting. I don't know what to mean to transport, but it just it's built up around it. Do something here.
That was a description of a fillet. A fillet is a rock with soil piled up around the edges.
The surface of it is, of course, pitted, and there's some pits that are maybe even up to 3/8 of an inch in diameter on it. However, most of them are small. It doesn't look like a basalt, although the grains are too small for me to see anything, identify any specific one. Some of the pits have glass in it, which is not too surprising, and many of them don't. That's about all we can say about that rock. That's very typical of the one in the area.
Roger, Al, can you give us a sample bag number and then press on?
Okay, well, we didn't take a sample there. The couple that we did take a sample of previously are the same type. So the last couple of samples have been of the same type rocks that we're discussing. Okay, Houston, I'm coming up on Bench Crater right now. I linked off and left out. And I get that pan at Bench Crater. This looks like a very interesting crater. It's different. Oh, and I see some really different rocks. A big one. Hey, that looks like dead rock. What a crater. Ow. Oh, boy. Hey, Al, come on over here.
I'm coming.
Gotta get some of this. Let me get some pans in there.
Sounds interesting, Al. And Pete, sounds as though you're getting down to bedrock. Is that firm?
Yeah, they gotta be bedrock in the one in the bottom. Is. Matter of fact,
boy, there's some big fragments of
the pictures. It looks to me like stuff is melted in the bottom of it. I can't swear that, but I'll get you some pictures. Starting right now. F8 1 B 5 6. Okay, let me go around the other little bit here. Get you a good pan. Yeah, this rock looks pretty much the same from a distance, Houston. Yeah, there's a kick down in this crater.
Let's just say you guys aren't all here. What a fantastic sight.
Al, look at the bottom of that crater.
Hey, look at that.
you think that stuff melted or what? What does that look like to you?
Well, it looks to me, those rocks look, what it looks to me like is we've got one of those central, little bitty central peaks, you know, a little rebound there like the, but don't they look melted on the top? Don't they look like they've been, they were molten, they're not completely jagged. No, they're not. It's hard to tell. I noticed when I was looking at that rock back there up real close, that it's been hit by a meteorite so much, I guess, that it's given it a rounded appearance, something like those in the hole. Except there's a couple over there, like you say, that don't look that way. You got to grab one of these pieces of rock.
Hey, here's some good rock samples right here. Come on.
Okay, let's get with them.
Right here.
I know.
Oh, me. I want to cover the ground.
Okay.
Boy, beat your hole. Got Polonia down it all day long in the LRL. The name of the game is to get the business done.
Okay.
One potato.
Okay,
potatoes. There's another one. But then I get, baby, that rock looks a little different.
Okay. I don't think it's going to fit us. Let's put it in one of these bags. It'll fit in there, Pete.
Okay.
It's going to go in sample bag just four. I think it's...
Fit in there.
I won't fit in there, Pete. The dock's too big. Let's just put it in here, and we got a nice picture of it so we can tell where it's
a super rock.
I can pick up two or three other little ones and put them in 64 here. The same area. Here.
Follow it. Copy sample 64.
The crater. I mean, from nice rock. Put some here that we took the picture of.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Okay. I don't think I got that in the past.
Okay.
May not have. Hey, you notice that underneath this soil on the rim, too, it's the light gray.
Look, see that stuff? Well, let's go over that corner and try and get a break off a piece of that big rock.
That's a good idea.
Rock to me.
You do that?
Man,
I'm putting 64 in here. There are a couple of small rocks that we just picked up from the area that we've been discussing. It doesn't, I don't think they appeared in the photo, but that won't make any difference. It's just typical of the other rocks around here.
Holy Christmas, what's this?
Look at this, Al. You're kicking up the same sort of light gray.
Apparently on the rims here, you get that light gray out in the...
Look at this stuff.
Hey, that's interesting.
What do you suppose that is?
Hey, we can't, here's something interesting, Houston. I don't know, it looks like a surface coating. What we got is what looks like a kind of a semi-buried rock. Hey, there's a small piece of it over there at the left. See it, Pete?
We'll be able to catch it and put it in the bag.
See that up there?
Yeah.
What it looks like is a buried rock, not unlike the others around here, except it appears to have some sort of coating on it that's very, iridescent, a lot of crystal shining in it.
I'll tell you what's happened. It's been laying in the ground and it's been hit by another fragment.
Think so?
Yeah, look at the glass beads, too.
But they're all over the place.
I know.
Okay, you want to catch that?
Now, wait over there and I'll put it.
Let me get the sample of it.
Okay.
Sure.
Sample bag 7L.
Copy 7. And would you go ahead and give us some picture numbers also?
Okay. I'll give you some just a minute. He's picking up a small piece of this rock. Maybe you can get a piece that butchers right off the middle.
That's what I wanted to do.
Okay.
Get out of your way so you can see it.
I mean, hand you the scoop.
There it is.
Right there.
Okay.
That kind of interesting coating. This is different from what we've seen.
Now, maybe this is more newly exposed.
It struck us.
Is that all you want to put in that bag?
Listen, hand me the scoop.
Let me get some of those glass beads and stuff that are in.
All right, let me get you the scoop.
Okay. How long have we been going, Houston?
Got it, Pete.
1+6.
Pete, we show you 1+14 into the EVA, and we'd like you to move on from this crater at about 1+27. If you could, go on down and take a look at the bedrock on the bench.
The
Okay, I'm going to put that in there. That's what we wanted to show.
Okay.
Let me get you another sample back.
I hate to try and go down the bottom of this fella. It's awful steep.
Okay, then hold off on that. Don't go ahead. Negative on the request.
But I'm going to get you. They say that you're some of the bedrock. It looks like it's up in the lip here.
And all of it looks the same.
We're working on it. It's 8D. Ridiculous.
Patented 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
He gets you another one.
Okay. What we're putting in here now, Houston, is some soil that's right next to the rock that we previously discovered. In fact, Pete's got a nice fragment of that rock that's going to end up in this bag, too.
Catch
that one. That's beauty. That thing is barely a week. His fracture's right off.
You got to get some control there, Barry. You're overpowering it.
There's one stick of G up here, Houston. You lift something up and it's stupid. When you stop the scoop, it just keeps going up in the air.
Oh, tongue it. You can do it the other way.
Look good, though.
Okay. Dead in the bag. There you go.
We need to put more samples in the bag. The same. They can't hardly use those little ones.
It won't fit it, is that any bigger?
Boom.
Here, I get it.
Okay. Little ones for these and the big ones for the bigger rock.
Okay, 9D.
Is a sample we just picked up and described to Houston. Okay, put this right in here.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Here's a better one.
Okay, now we're working on sample bag. 10D. 10D.
Roger, copy 10B. And on your way out, would you get that partial pan with a 75-foot baseline?
Yes, sure do. They
already got the pan.
Well, Pete says he's already got it.
Got a stereo partial pan.
Okay.
Roger.
Okay, that's a good rock, and that fills that one up.